Yes, good morning, Rob. Yes, I've actually been allowed through the cordon here, so I'm actually standing so I can see the front of the Strada restaurant here. And literally, it is a scene of complete and total devastation. There is debris across the paved pedestrian area here in front of the shop. The windows are black and charred. There's a smell of smoke in the air. I'm told the fire inside is still burning. Even this late on, the fire crews were called here just before nine last night. So a Saturday evening in Bury St Edmunds, I'm sure lots of people enjoying their meal there last night because it's a popular restaurant here right in the very centre of town. It's a, if you know Bury St Edmunds, if you know the Laura Ashley shop, it's near the Boots of the Chemist. Jessop's, the photo shop, is right next door. Tony and Guy hairdressers here. This whole area is being cordoned off because it is literally, it's quite frightening to see it. Now, I believe this building's actually dates back a long way. I've been told it was built in 1693, so a 17th century building, and it used to be an apothecary chemist shop here. Now, the fire crews are still here. I'm told they're going to be here much of the day because the fire, as I said, is still burning and it is likely to be for some time because they can't actually get inside to fight it. Now, I'm joined by Station Commander John Illingworth, who's from Bury St Edmunds Fire Station. John, just describe what sort of thing you found when you got here, because I know you've only been here since about 3 this morning.
When I got here at 3 o'clock this morning, there was still a developing fire, and what we had just had happen was a structural collapse at the rear of the building, which has completely blocked the rear access. So we've got crews working front and rear of the building, still trying to contain the fire, stop a further spread. And then we're just concerned now with the state of the building and looking at any possible further collapse at the front, which is why we have the cordons in place.
So you're worried that here, even where we're standing now, just sort of about sort of 10, 15 metres from the building, that front could collapse?
There is still the danger that the front could collapse. We've got signs of that are indicating to us that the front of the building may come away. And what we'll be doing later today is taking advice from structural engineers and looking how best to proceed. So at the moment we've got no crews working inside the building. All our firefighting actions are taking place from adjacent buildings and working from aerial appliances and at the rear from behind safe working distances.
Because, I mean, this is a row of shops here. Has it affected the neighbouring buildings as well?
There is some water damage to adjacent buildings where we've been applying firefighting media, and there's some of the damage that's been caused is where we've had to gain access to buildings so that we can get in to fight the fire and also to check that the fire hasn't spread to these buildings. At the moment we're happy that there has been no fire spread. There's some damage to an adjacent building that happened during the structural collapse, but other than that, though, we're happy that it is confined to this building at this time.
How challenging is it tackling something like this in such a very old building in what's actually quite a tight area here in the centre of Bury? All the buildings are very close together.
This has been a very challenging incident. The crews have worked extremely hard to get to the point that we're at now. What we're faced with is what effectively looks like a brick-built building, but it's in fact mostly timber, with just plaster rendering on the front, and it's a timber building inside which has been severely affected by fire. We have a lot of hidden voids because of the age of the building, which has allowed some fire spread, and those are sort of some of the things that we're dealing with now.
Because this did spread very quickly, didn't it?
Yes, the fire did spread very, very quickly. The crews were initially committed into the building to fight a fire in the basement, and very quickly the fire was coming out of the third and fourth floor, and it was at that point that we decided that there was a risk of structural collapse and all our crews were withdrawn, so we made sure that the crews were safe and that the members of the public had all been evacuated from the building.
Now, you have some idea, I believe, what actually caused this fire. It started in the kitchen, didn't it?
Yes, the information I've been given at this time is that the fire started in the kitchen, which was in the basement of the building, and rapidly spread once the staff of the premises had tried to tackle the fire. They called us and the fire then spread, subsequently taking out the whole building.